Have you ever read those crazy stories about a mum lifting a car to free her child underneath? A car! We can't help but be amazed when we read something like that, because we all know that in the natural, there are some things that are just immovable. Maybe you've got something in your life that seems immovable, something that you can't see past or you can't get past. Maybe you wish someone would do the heavy lifting and free you. I'm Christine Kane. And I have a personal mission to equip and empower people just like you to connect with your God-given purpose and potential. I am so glad that you're joining us today. Let's get into this message right now. Hey everyone, I am so grateful that you are here. I am so glad that you tuned in today. I know that God has got a word for you. I'm so excited. I can barely wait to get into the teaching today. I'm speaking from the subject that I can't, but He can. I don't know if there's anyone besides me that has ever gotten to anything in life where you're like, I just can't do this. And I live in that realm most of the time. But here is the good yes. news that even if you can't, He can. And we don't need a God that can do just what we could do. We need a God that can do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond anything that we could ever ask, hope or think. So whatever impossible circumstance you are confronting right now, I want you to know that you're in a good place because you are poised for a miracle. God is the God of the impossible. Impossible is where God starts. Miracles are what God does. I believe that over the next few weeks, we are going to see miracles. People are going to be healed. I believe that the Holy Spirit, even right now, is touching you right there. And if you need healing on your body, why don't you just put your hand on that part of your body that needs healing? And I'm going to believe in the name of Jesus for the power of God to touch you and bring healing and restoration and wholeness to that part of your body in the name of Jesus Christ. I believe that relationships are going to be restored. I believe that children that are far away from God are going to come back into the purposes of God because God is in the miracle working business. Remember, I want you to write it down. You're going to hear this a lot, that impossible is where God starts. Miracles are what God does. I want you to go with me today to the book of Mark. I was just laughing because I'm actually recording this right here in Dallas, Texas, with, oh, I love my Texan brothers and sisters, yes. But what I love is Americans speak very different to Australians. We, of course, speak the Queen's English. And so over here they say, Mark, Mark. It's like we say aunt and they say aunt. And I'm like, your aunt is not an ant. An ant is an ant. But anyway, so I have a lot of fun. So if for all of us colony people that are watching this in England and Australia and South Africa and Canada, this is the Queen's English. Okay, so here we go. Mark chapter 16. The Bible says, when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salom, bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb and they were saying to one another, who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb? And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe. And they were alarmed, as you would be. And they were alarmed. And he said to them, do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. And they went out and fled from the tomb. For trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Whoa, what a story. Now, in Christian circles, we normally read this account of these three women going to the tomb around the time of Easter. The good news is, for a Christian, Easter is like every day because we live post-resurrection, which means Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. And that is good news that we have gone from death to life. And so I love to read this account as often as I possibly can. But here we are. It's a Sunday morning. Three chicks are making their way to the tomb. Now, the last time they saw Jesus was when he was hanging on the cross crucified. What a gruesome sight that must have been after all of those illegal trials, after he had been beaten beyond recognition, his skin shed from him. And you know, they say that crucifixion is the most barbaric form of execution ever known to humanity. And so he was unrecognizable as he was on that cross and beaten and scoured and ripped and torn. And the last time they saw him was after he had said, "It is finished." And it was all done. And they watched Joseph of Arimathea wrap him up in a linen cloth and place him in a tomb. And imagine when that stone was laid in front of that tomb. It signified the end, the death of a dream, the death of Jesus, the sealing of Jesus in the tomb. And this was the end of so many hopes and so many dreams for all of his followers who had believed at this point that this was the Messiah. And their spirits had been crushed. The very one that had given them purpose and dignity and value and vision. And he was dead. He was dead. So he died late on Friday afternoon. There was no time to prepare the body for burial. It was the Sabbath. And so now, the first moment that the women could go to prepare the body for burial, they were going to the tomb. They wanted to honor Jesus. So they got there right there at first light. Imagine how discouraged they were. Imagine how disheartened they were. There's not a lot going on. I doubt that they were talking a lot. I mean, they would have just been waiting for the Sabbath to pass so that they could just anoint his body and pay it some respect. I mean, it was the end of a dream. Their spirits had been totally crushed. And for them, this stone was the end of it all. You know, graveyards are not a place of great joy. Just a few months ago, I had to fly back to Australia. My mother had died on my 50th birthday, and how many lost dreams were there? How many spouses were there? How many people? And often that's what happens at graveyards. That's what happens at tombs. They are a place of death, not life. And I love Mark's narrative because out of all of the biblical narratives that explain this, this is the only one that really records the conversation of the women on the way to the tomb. Now, I doubt that they were talking a lot. You know, as we were going to the graveyard from the church after my mother's funeral, there's just silence. I mean, what do you say? You know, there's just that silence. I imagine it would have been the same for them. But they did get to one place where it dawned on them, and I really love this, because it's just like they suddenly realised, like, who will move the stone from the end? I mean, we're just like a chick to go like, okay, so we've got all of our spices and perfumes because we're going to anoint his body. It's like we can't even believe that we never got a chance to do that. He's been thrown in this tomb. And in front of the tomb is this huge stone that they estimate probably 20 people couldn't move it. It would have been it was hundreds of pounds. And so at least 20 men wouldn't be able to. So suddenly I'm imagining as they've got all their stuff, they've gotten out of the place right there really early. They're like, suddenly not so. And then it's like, who's going to move the stone? Who's going to move it? I'm just like wondering what it would be like at that moment. Because it's a powerful question, because they came to this realization that between them and Jesus, there was this immovable object. They realize that this huge stone that would weigh several hundred pounds, that there is no way that either of these women could move this stone, that they thought, who is going to do? I wonder if you have ever been at a place where you've got an immovable stone between where you are and where you want to be. There are things that have kept all of us locked up in dead tombs in our life, metaphorically speaking. There have been things where we thought, you know what, there is no hope. This thing is over. It's like a stone has come and it has sealed the death of our hope, the death of dreams, the death of vision, the death of aspirations. And you're like, it is immovable. It is absolutely immovable. And we all face seemingly insurmountable obstacles in our life where we think, you know what, how I've got a vision to get there, but between me and there, there's 100 stones. There is no way that I'm going to get there. It is absolutely impossible. And you know, our stones don't cover the entrance of a tomb in Jerusalem, but boy, our paths are blocked by fear. Our paths are blocked by doubt. Our paths are blocked by insecurity or shame or guilt or condemnation or unforgiveness or bitterness or offense or anger. It is amazing the stones that are there that go, I just cannot move forward because this thing is blocking my path. We've all had bills that we just cannot pay. And you might be facing this today. And you've tuned in and you're looking at something and they're knocking on your door and you're like, I don't have the, there are bills I cannot pay. There are dreams that there is no way this dream can be realised. There are relationships that you feel can never be restored. They just seem like they are way beyond hope. There are marriages that just seem like this is going to the divorce. There's no hope. This thing cannot work. There are children that are just out of control and we think we have lost these kids. There are habits that it just seems we cannot break this. There are grades that we just seem we cannot make. There are people that there is no way that we can please. There are emotions that just seem to be spinning out of control. There is no way I can control them. Fears we can't stop. Pills we can't stop popping. You know, a past we cannot shake. A future we cannot face. These are stones that keep us in our tomb and keep us from our destiny and keep us from our purpose. There is not one purpose, not one person on earth that doesn't feel like you've got some stone in some area of your life that is stopping the plan and purpose of God from happening in your life. And we feel, I cannot move this. I cannot move. We're just like the women in this narrative. We're just like this. We're thinking, who's going to roll that stone away? You've tuned into the right program today because Jesus Christ is the one that can roll that stone away. And they're thinking to each other, this is insurmountable. This is not possible. I'm wondering, I want to go through a list because I have a feeling there are some of you are going to resonate. You're asking, who will roll away the stone of sorrow from the dark tomb of my loss? Who will roll away the stone of bitterness from the dark tomb of the hurts that I carry? Who will roll away the stone of cynicism from the dark tomb of our jaded vision of the world right now? Who will roll away the stone of disappointment from the dark tomb of an unrealized dream? Who will roll away the stone of betrayal from the dark tomb of a shattered past? Who will roll away the stone of grief from the dark tomb of a broken heart? Someone's wondering that right now. You're going, when will this grief ever lift? Who will roll away the stone of shame from the dark tomb of rejection? You have been rejected and you feel like your life is over and you can see no way forward. You are trapped in a dark tomb. Who will roll away the stone of guilt from the dark tomb of a secret sin? Who will roll away the stone of anger from the dark tomb of an injustice that was done to us? Who will roll away the stone of pain from the dark tomb of loneliness? You're sitting there and you're watching this program and you are feeling, you feel like you're going to die in your loneliness. Who will roll away the stone of fear from the dark room of terror? You are tormented night after night after night. You don't even want to go to sleep and you stay up flicking through all of the channels because you don't know how you're going to go to sleep because your mind is tormented with terror.
When the obstacle in front of you requires strength and power to overcome, how can you go beyond your weakness? In this powerful DVD teaching, Christine Kane helps you discover the limitless, transformational, mountain-moving power of God to achieve the impossible. With your support, TBN is able to do the impossible, and your gift makes great programs like the one you've just seen possible. Right now, you can do the unimaginable and share God's love with millions simply by giving your best. Call this number to share a gift of any amount, and TBN would like to send you I Can't, But He Can as a thank you. It's your generous giving that launches this vehicle of the gospel across the broadcast world and on the web. So pick up the phone or visit tbn.org to make a difference and receive I Can't, But He Can on DVD.
We've got to stop talking about our problems with our friends. We've got to stop rehearsing them. We've got to stop ruminating them. We've got to look up to Jesus. He is the source of our hope and the source of our life. We need to start looking up. That's what we do in life. We've got to look up. When you look up, your perspective changes. Some of you, that's what you need to do right now. Your whole perspective needs to change. See, when you're just looking down, that's all you see. You see the whole world. And that's what they would have been like. Man, who's going to roll away the stone? I don't know. It's like Jesus, like, would you look up? Would you just stop talking about it here? Because while you're talking about here, I'm doing something about it here. So I need you to look up to me. When you look up, you see hope. When you look up, you see life. When you look up, you see light where there has been only darkness. I'm speaking to someone right now and I'm saying it's time to look up. It is time to stop looking down. Once your perspective changes, everything changes. The way you look at it changes. Hope changes. You begin to start to see things you never saw. You begin to imagine things you have never imagined before. There becomes a way where there was no way. You've got to stop looking down, stop looking back, stop looking around, and you've got to start looking up to Jesus. Your answer is in Jesus. Your hope is in Jesus. Your freedom is in Jesus. The grace is in Jesus. We've got to look to Jesus. When you look down, you're just going to stay down. That's the whole issue. When you keep looking down, your emotions stay down, your perspective stays down, everything stays down. That's why the enemy will do everything he can for you not to look up. He'll do everything he can for you to keep looking at your problem, to keep talking about your mountain rather than talking to your mountain. Some of us need to start to stop talking about our mountains. We need to start speaking to our mountains, and we need to tell our mountains to move in Jesus' name, and so we can move into the fullness of what God has for us. We need to change our perspective. You see, when the women saw the stone being rolled away, can you imagine how shocked they were? They would have absolutely freaked out. This stone that could not be moved by 20 people that had guards, because this is the one thing that they didn't want to happen.
Yes.
And so here is the stone had been moved, and they were in shock because what they discovered, that what was impossible is suddenly possible. What was unimaginable is suddenly imaginable. What was inconceivable is suddenly conceivable. I need you to hear that right now in whatever circumstance you're confronting. What is impossible can suddenly seem possible when you look at Jesus. What is unimaginable can actually begin to be imaginable when you look at Jesus. What was inconceivable can begin to be conceivable when you look to Jesus. That's what has to happen. You got to look to Jesus. Can you even imagine what was going through their minds? I can't even imagine being one of those three women. How they didn't drop dead at that point, I actually don't even know. They would have saw, you know, how did it move? Where are the soldiers? What's going on? The stone had been rolled away. Something was done for them that they could never do by themselves. And we need to understand that's the kind of God we serve. We serve a God that wants to do something for you that you could never do by yourself. If you could do it by yourself, why would you need God? See, a lot of us, we ask God to do what only we could do. God's like, I'm not doing that. You could do that. Why don't you ask me for the miracle? Because that's what I do. God is in the miracle working business. So he says, you do everything you can do, and then the stuff that you can't do, that stuff that is impossible, that's what I specialize in. That's what makes me God. It's a perk of being God. I can do what you can't do. And so we need to allow God to be God and to do the impossible. And that stone was rolled away, not so Jesus could get out, but so that the women could get in. And that's why he rolled it away. Yes. Jesus didn't need to. This is Jesus. He just rose from the dead. He can walk through a rock. Don't worry about that. That's not the issue. But he wanted to let the women come in. He removes any stone that blocks our access to him. He does what we could never do. We need to understand that we have a God that will move the stones in our life. He will do the impossible in our life. We don't need Christians just to believe for the things that are conceivable, for the things that are doable, for the things that are scientifically, rationally, empirically provable. We need a God that can just blow our mind, that flat out still rolls stones away today. We need a God that can do the miraculous. When people try to put God in a scientific test tube and they say to me, well, Christine, you can't prove that. I'm like, well, of course you can't. I'm finite. He's infinite. That means I'm peon. He's God. Like, get a clue. You cannot put God in a test tube and prove him. You cannot put God in a mathematical formula and prove him. He is God. He invented this whole deal. He spoke it into being. A created thing cannot understand a creator. We are finite. He is infinite. His thoughts are not my thoughts. His ways are not my ways. So God specializes in miracles. It's what God does. It's who he is. He moves rocks. You know, I thought about it in our work with A21. I feel it's like that all the time. Just this week while we're doing this program, 72 people were rescued from forced labour trafficking in one of the countries that we work in South Africa. And I just sat there and I thought, for them, the stone's been rolled away. They were taken, they were tricked, they were trapped. They were locked up literally in chains and shackles, forced to work 19 hours a day for no pay in the back of nowhere, in the back of the fields of Africa. And you know what? For them, a miracle just happened. A miracle just happened. That stone was rolled away. Their hope was restored. They're being repatriated as we record this program. They have a future and a hope. When barriers disappear, hope emerges. Hope emerges, and I am believing that hope is going to emerge today. I am believing that we're going to stop looking down and that we're going to start looking up. I am believing that we're going to stop looking back and that we are going to start looking up. I'm believing that we are going to stop looking at that person that hurt us. We are going to stop looking at that person that betrayed us. We are going to stop looking at that failure that happened, that bankruptcy that happened, that person that walked out on us, that person that abused us. We're going to stop looking at that season of marriage that ended up in failure. We're going to stop defining our past, our life by our past. We are going to stop saying, well, that thing happened, so that stone's in front of the tomb. I'm going to be trapped in that tomb for the rest of my life, because that's what some people believe. I made a mistake or something bad happened to me, so I'm trapped by that forever. That's what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to stay stuck in a tomb of guilt, of condemnation, of offense, of greed, of lust, of envy, of guile, of comparison, of insecurity, of fear, and of doubt. And Jesus says, I came to roll away that stone so you can move into the fullness of all that I have for you. You can receive my grace. You can receive my love. You can receive my mercy. You can receive my forgiveness. You can receive my joy. You can receive my peace. You can receive my deliverance. You can receive my healing. You can receive all that Christ has for you. Yeah. You do not have to stay bound by that stone, because Jesus still rolls stones away today. Jesus still rolls stones away today. If the devil can keep you believing that you are dead in some tomb because of something that you've done or something that's been done to you, even though he can't steal your soul because you're saved, he's going to try to steal your destiny and your life. Mm-hmm. See, on the other side of that tomb is resurrection power and resurrection life. On the other side of that stone is an entire day. I'm speaking to someone right now, and you thought it was all over, and you have locked yourself in a tomb of regret, in a tomb of fear, in a tomb of doubt and unbelief and insecurity, and you think this is how you're going to spend every day of your life here on the earth. I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ came and he rolls those stones away, and he gives you a life beyond your failure, a life beyond your past, a life beyond your pain, a life beyond your shame. There is a whole resurrection life on the other side of that stone if you would just let Jesus in. You let Jesus in to your life, into your heart, into your brokenness, into your mess, and he will move that stone and give you the opportunity to a life beyond your past. See, that's the good news of the gospel. That is the hope of the resurrection story. Jesus doesn't stay in dead tombs, and he doesn't leave us in dead tombs. We were once dead, but now we are alive. You do not have to stay in the mistakes of your past. You can walk in the forgiveness of your future that Jesus Christ died to give you. That's the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is hope, there is life, there is answers, there is forgiveness. You do not have to stay down and out. You can get up and walk out into the future that God has for you. These chicks were walking to the tomb, a place of discouragement, a place of despair, a place of disillusionment, a place of despondency. We've all been walking to that place. And they asked the question, who will move the stone? And so many of us go, I can't do it, I'm giving up. And Jesus says, would you not give up? Would you look up? And I'll move that stone for you in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. So let me pray for you. Father, I thank you that you are the miracle working God. I thank you that you still move stones today. And Father, I pray that you would literally go out on every single person under the sound of my voice, any miracle they need, financial, emotional, relational, spiritual. Father, that you would move the stone in their life and you would make a way where there is no way, and they would walk out into the fullness of the future that you have for them in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. I believe that the message you are hearing today is vital to your growth. And with your gift of any amount to TBN, I want to send you this series today. Not only will you be strengthened, but your gift will go on to strengthen others around the world with this vital message. So call or go online today and give your very best gift to request today's message.
When the obstacle in front of you requires strength and power to overcome, how can you go beyond your weakness? In this powerful DVD teaching, Christine Kane helps you discover the limitless, transformational, mountain-moving power of God to achieve the impossible. With your support, TBN is able to do the impossible, and your gift makes great programs like the one you've just seen possible. Right now, you can do the unimaginable and share God's love with millions simply by giving your best. Call this number to share a gift of any amount, and TBN would like to send you "I Can't, But He Can" as a thank you. It's your generous giving that launches this vehicle of the gospel across the broadcast world and on the web. So pick up the phone or visit tbn.org to make a difference and receive "I Can't, But He Can" on DVD.
There is nothing too big, too bad, or too strong in your life that God cannot move it. You are not a victim, you're a victor. The Bible says that the same power that resurrected Jesus Christ from the dead is alive in us today. No stone could keep him bound, and no amount of demons could keep him down. And the same goes for you and for me. It's time to take a hold of that truth. Look past the stone and see your Savior. You are not trapped. You are not defeated. You are not stuck. You've got a God who's a heavy lifter. Our God still rolls stones away today.